This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, let's see what we got. Tiger crashes. Meghan McCain has vaccine envy. And Ted Cruz, Cancun Ted, if you will.
Is he still doing stuff?
Ticked everybody off again.
Why is he ticked people off
well,
now?
Well, it's called a tease, Chad. Supposed to get people to listen a little bit longer. So, you know, we could get a few ratings here. It's all coming up. If I told you the answer, then no one would need to listen.
Don't you know
how to do this?
I didn't even know.
You've got two shows, man.
Mad.
You've got two shows. I have one. You got two. You should know how to do this.
Mad.
You want to rock the news?
Mm-hmm.
All right. These are news stories that rock. We've got a bunch of these pretty interesting stories, and we like to play our favorite rock music. Becky Lynn asked for this one, so we're going to play a little Journey for you. All right. Let's talk about Dr. Anthony Fauci. You do a very good impersonation of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Look, I'm not saying that I want you guys to never see a family again, but if you guys could go outside, dig a hole, go inside of it, and we'll call you in 25 to 30 years, and maybe you can come out and see your family then.
My parents have already gotten their second dose.
Never see them. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Don't even look in their eyes.
They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that these are things that we really do. I mean, literally every day we look at that. We look at the data. We look at what's evolving about how many people are getting vaccinated.
Come on.
And there will be recommendations coming out. I don't want to be making a recommendation now on public TV.
This is BS.
You want to do it on private TV?
This is BS. Listen, if you are, let's say you're a grandparent, right? And maybe you're in a nursing home, maybe you're in your own home, but you're in your 70s or so. Let's say that. You haven't seen your grandkids in a while. The grandparents get fully vaccinated. They wait the 2 weeks after the second shot. They're 95% good. Guess what I'm doing? I'm going to see my grandkids.
110%.
Fauci has to come out and... I mean, I understand why the question was asked, okay? But I'm not listening to Dr. Fauci when it comes to something like that. Why am I even getting the vaccine then?
People aren't listening to him anyways. They're over it. There's been too much flip-flopping. There's been too many things that have come and gone. And every time, even last week, Anderson Cooper said, man, I feel like you're moving the goalpost all the time. Because they are. People are over it. They're frustrated. And now you're telling people go get vaccinated, but do the exact same thing that you are now, which is double mask up. Don't see anybody. Don't go to a movie theater. Don't eat indoors. Don't eat outdoors. Just don't eat. Don't do anything. You know what, Fauci? Yeah, we're over you. We're all moving on. And we're going to go and we'll take our vaccines and then we're going to live our life. And we're never going to find out how good this vaccine is if we all take it and we go back inside and live the same way. That's not the way this is supposed to work.
When I'm done with the vaccine, I'm going, man.
You are. You're gone.
But here's the thing. It doesn't mean you stop wearing a mask, okay? You still wear a mask.
If they ask you to wear a mask.
We're still going to... What's that?
If they ask you. If you're in a place where they're like, yeah, masks are optional and you don't want to wear one, you know what? You've given the opportunity. You've got your shots. That's the whole point. I'm living my life.
But not everybody's going to have the shot.
No. But that's on them.
No, it's not. It's not necessarily on them. It's on the government. They don't have enough shots right now.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, man, the goalposts are going to move all the time.
Okay, let's go into this. So Fauci says, our grandparents who got the shot, you can't necessarily see your grandkids yet. I call total BS on that. He's also saying that when it comes to going and sitting inside at a restaurant after you've been vaccinated.
Or a theater.
If you've been vaccinated, you're not supposed to do that. Hold on a second. If I'm vaccinated, okay, fully vaccinated, and I want to go see a movie, I'm going to see a movie.
Like, don't you agree, Becky? Wouldn't you go see a movie if you had a chance to go see a movie?
Absolutely. I certainly would.
Okay.
As long as there weren't a lot of people in the theater and everybody had on a mask. And
see, that's the other part of it. There's nothing wrong with that.
We were all socially distanced.
Because you're still going to have to do that. And you can do that, but you're going to be covered 95% with the vaccine. So I'll put a mask on and go watch a movie at a movie theater. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to do that.
I did that.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Break the news. Breaking news.
And you're not vaccinated.
Hey, how'd you get there?
I took a lift.
Oh, it's just all happening.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Becky Lynn.
I did.
When did you do this?
2 weeks ago.
You took a lift and went to a movie theater. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why
would you do something?
You just said you would do it too.
After I got the vaccine.
I did it 2 weeks ago.
That's really interesting.
Are you okay?
I'm perfectly fine.
Was the movie good?
The movie was great.
There you go.
We don't know if she's okay after 10 days.
No, it's been longer than that, trust me.
So why did you decide to do that?
Because my poor husband was going stark, raving, insane.
Okay.
Working at home. 5 o'clock comes and it's like, I'm done and there's nowhere to go. I can't leave the office because the office is home and home is the office.
You guys hit your breaking point.
Pulling what little hair that's left out and I can't have that. So I said, well, let's go to a movie.
How many people were there?
Six.
Oh. See, I go to a movie all day
I'm
with six people
you,
and wear a mask.
In the entire theater, there were six people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, seven if you count. It was one of those where they bring you food.
How was the lift?
There was only one other person in the car. He was in the front seat. That was the driver.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hmm. Mask?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
See,
and yes, we get out, we sanitize everything, nobody took a mask off.
You took a calculated risk.
I did.
To live. You took a calculated risk to live a life.
Good
and that is a beautiful thing. Fauci's at the point where even if you take a calculated risk, unless it's 100%, it feels like they're trying to cure death. Don't do it. Enough.
And I'm not going every weekend, but there came a point where it's like, we got to get away from here. We got to get out.
Why didn't you drive yourself? Why'd you take a Lyft?
Because we went to one of those places where they serve you food.
She had a few pops.
And we might want to have a glass of wine or something.
You know, next thing you know, off comes the mask. It's a party.
All right. So bring up the Gatos meter. Say what it is.
So there's a Gatos meter.
Okay, I'll tell you
guys,
if I do this.
Go. There's a Gatos meter. We've got this now. If Gatos is willing to do something, because he lives in sheer terror of this thing.
Tell the truth. I have not been hiding in my house at all.
No, you've not. Okay. You've told everybody else to, so you could have a free run at everything.
That is true.
But the reality is if Gatos is willing to do something, if Gatos is willing to go see a movie, if Gatos is willing to see, let the grandkids go see Grandma and Grandpa.
Right.
If he says it's okay, that's the meter you need
That's it.
Because Gatos, he won't do anything.
All right, so let me do the Gatos meter on Becky Lynn. I probably wouldn't take a Lyft. I'd drive myself. But I'd go to that movie theater.
Yeah, there was.
You got six people in there.
Because
here's the thing, Becky Lynn. If you walked in and you said, there's too many people here.
We would have left.
You leave.
She told me that when we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
I am fine with that. That's the Gatos meter. I'm good. Becky Lynn, you passed the Gatos meter.
Thank you.
I think that's just
fine. It's got the Gatos stamp of approval.
I'm so happy to know that I received that stamp.
Although I don't want to be in the same room as you for another 10
weeks.
Days. Just to make sure. And if you can double mask it, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
I promise you, I'm already past any point there. So
that's Rock the News. News stories that rock with some of our favorite rock. Becky Lynn wanted to hear some Journey.
This is excellent. Yes, thank you. This doesn't rock you out on the way home. I don't know what does.
Fantastic. Coming up next, goodbye, Jeep Cherokee. Hello, Jeep SUV. We're not allowed to. We got to change the name of it.
Yeah.
Chad's going to have a field day with this.
We're going to have some fun with this.
It's coming up next in the Gatos and Chad Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
The chief of the Cherokee Nation says it's time for Jeep to stop using the tribe's name on its SUVs. In a statement first reported by Car and Driver magazine, Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says he believes corporations and sports teams should not use Native American names, images, and mascots as nicknames or on their products. A spokesman for Jeep's parent company says the name was carefully selected and nurtured to honor and celebrate Native American people.
Yeah, so they're going to get rid of that, I guess. So there goes the Jeep Cherokee. Look, at this point.
Is it a done deal?
I would assume. Well, here's the way it's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. I always look at this. Are you serious about this? Or do you need Jeep to come by and grease your palms, if you will? We're sorry about that. Let us give you X amount of dollars for your foundation to help you out. Because a lot of times there is that, and that tends to help. And we'll bring you in to talk about cultural awareness and all of these kind of things. You never know. But I just think at this, we're getting rid of the baseball names, right? You know, the Indians. I think the Braves are still staying. I'm not quite sure. I know there's
Kansas City Chiefs are going to stay.
I think they'll stay.
They stopped fans from coming in with the
altogether
with the Native American.
Yeah, You know, like I know dressing. The Seminoles are about the only ones I know that are safe because the Seminole, the tribe itself is a huge part of Florida State. And they take pride in being a huge part of that. But outside of that, I think a lot of these names and stuff are going to go. And that's fine. Why now? It's always the question, right? Like, but is it because, well, we've got the NFL to do it, right? We've got them to do it. So
Washington
why not?
Washington football team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing is we were talking the other day, the Aunt Jemima syrup.
Yeah.
Or as some people call it, syrup.
Syrup. It's now, what is it, pearl?
It doesn't, you'll go and look for it. You have no idea what you're looking for.
No, not anymore.
Whatever the name is, it's not memorable.
No, it's not.
At all.
It's weird. It's like Pearl.
It's a very strange name.
I was going to say Pearl Bailey, but I don't think that's.
No. But it's.
Chad.
But it's one of those things like.
Pearl Brewing Company?
When you are a big company, whether you're making that type of syrup, whether you're making a car or you're. It's all about branding.
Yeah.
And you brand so people remember what the name is. And I'm just giving you that example of, did you find it yet? Do you
No, I can't even remember what it's called.
So it's not Aunt Jemima syrup anymore. And I understand why they wanted to take the picture off and rename it. What I'm telling you is they renamed it something that is just not memorable. I think if you go to the store and you look for it, you don't even know what you're looking for. They're going to lose money on it. They're going to lose
huge.
A lot of money on it. Because if you like Aunt Jemima syrup, you know exactly where it is in the store. You know exactly what it looks like, and you grab it because you've what? You've had that for years.
For years and years and years. And I understand why they do some of these things. I don't think anybody out there who lives in the modern world doesn't understand any of these things. But it's, you know, it is definitely an issue right now where okay, how fast can you change something? Are you doing it for the right reasons? Are you doing it because you really feel this way? Because I think a lot of people now use social media and use this kind of stuff to also come after companies and people to either hold them hostage or get rid of something that, you know, or somebody they don't like. And I... this is my thing. I just have a feeling. It's are they going to show up and say, hey, let's help you with your foundation? And the next thing you know, we're bringing all this. And
well, I want to know what you said. Is there an answer to the question that you asked? Why are they doing it now?
I don't think
what happened to 20 years ago? Or what happened to 3 years ago?
Well, now it's because everybody's terrified. You talk to CEOs. They're not terrified of a downtime in the market. They're not, you know, yes, 2008 was a nightmare. But you know what's a nightmare now? The social media mob that comes after you and attacks you and tears you apart and could cost you as a CEO your job over something you've never done. So you're not worried. You know, you figure I can rebound from this. I can rebound. I can't rebound from this nowadays because cancel culture has people terrified. And I get why you do it, but when the problem is to stop these kind of things. And again, the Cherokee thing is let them and Jeep work it out. But why now? Why does it always seem to be when something good happens, right? Like for a person or a company that pops up, you know, Kevin Hart gets the Oscars. Hey, let's bring this up. Guy gets ready to have his first major league bat. Hey, when he was 12 years old, he said something. I heard it. And next thing you know, it's always seems to be timed at such a thing. And I think right now it's a perfect time for organizations, groups, or, you know, look, the Native Americans and get rid of it. You know, if you want to get rid of it, I got to say, what are you going to call it? The Jeep thing?
The Jeep SUV. I don't know.
Do they still make Cherokees?
Let's see. There are two Jeep vehicles that use the name, the Cherokee and the Grand Cherokee. Both are SUVs.
There you go.
So the original one was launched in 1974.
All right, there you go.
So it's been around forever.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to be around for much longer.
No. And back then, maybe the elders, they weren't bothered by it, where now a lot of these, you know, they go to college, they come back, they're a little bit more woke and understand a little bit more the connotation of it. And I have zero problems with it. My question's always when. What's next? That's my big thing. What's next? You know, are we going to get rid of Corolla? What's that? That's basically a flowery thing. Petals. Are we going to get rid of that? Yeah, because we hate Adam Carolla. We got to get rid of that. Corolla, get rid of that thing right now. Mm. Right? We're going to get rid of Rover, Range Rover. Why? Well, it's talking about Rovers and there's ranges, so we got to get rid of that.
I don't know. Everything's going to be called different, something different.
Well, you know what I'm waiting for? You know what? People out there, it's like people who drive BMWs or Mercedes or Porsches. You know who designed those things, right?
Germans.
Yeah. Well, you know who designed, like, the people's car, which is the bug, was Mr. Porsche, who also happened to be good friends with Adolf Hitler. Why do we still have that stuff? I mean, that's where I think everything ends up is, what next can we cancel?
All right, coming up next.
I would never drive a Jeep.
Tiger crashes, Megan mopes, and Cancun Ted has ticked everybody off.
I had a Jeep once.
Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Pearl Milling Company. That's the new syrup.
Yeah, so if you missed the last segment,
Pearl Bailey.
You were talking about how Jeep Cherokee is going to have to say goodbye to the name Cherokee. And we were talking about some of these other, I guess, products that have certain names that some people think it's insensitive or racist.
I'm wearing a shirt. It's the old Indian shirt, but it says Caucasians. It's got a guy with blonde hair and blue eyes. That would be great if they changed their name to the Caucasians.
The Washington.
No, the
Cleveland Caucasians.
Oh, God, I would love that.
Love it. It's fantastic. Because they are going to change their name. They're not going to be the Indians anymore.
Yeah. I don't know what the former team formerly known as the Washington
football team.
NFL.
Do you know that they might keep the Washington football team?
Yeah, why not? Well, you know, soccer in Europe, like, they call it a football club, you know, BFC.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I don't think that's going to sell, like, hats and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but Bezos is buying it. I don't think he's really worried about it. He's trying to buy it.
I want to play a clip for you. How do you take this clip from Arizona's own Meghan McCain, host of The View? So they're talking about COVID. They're talking about the vaccine.
The fact that I, Meghan McCain, co-host of The View, I don't know when or how I will be able to get a vaccine because the rollout for my age range and my health is so nebulous. I have no idea when and how I can get it. I want to get it. If you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I will go any place at any time to get it. I want to be responsible and obviously wait my turn. But this rollout has been a disaster.
All right. Is she moping about not getting the vaccine? Is she vaccine envy? Or is she saying, hey, listen, I'm pretty famous and I do this show and I'm in the news all the time. And I talk to different people and I don't even know when my age range is going to get the vaccine.
I think that it's the latter. I think it comes across as like, don't you know who I am?
It comes across that way, but I don't think that's what she
meant. But I don't think that's what she meant. And I'll give her the benefit of the doubt when I'm not, a huge fan of her. But I will give her the benefit of the doubt because I don't think it came across wrong. But I think she said, look, this whole thing's not been great. I don't even know when I can get it.
Mm-hmm. But what does that say? See, I think that does say something. When you're Meghan McCain and, you get access to newsmakers, you can actually have, Dr. Anthony Fauci on the show and ask. You can have all these experts. She's got all these experts she could talk to.
Yeah.
She has no idea when she's supposed to get the vaccine. I got to tell you, I think that's a New York thing, man. I know that it's happening elsewhere, but, I mean, here in Arizona, you can pretty much figure out at least what group you're in.
Yes.
You don't know when you're going to get the vaccine, but you can figure out, do I qualify for 1B? Well, do I qualify for the second phase? You can find that out.
It's a blue state thing. And there was that Washington Post had that great article about why are blue states so bad at this? Because I think for some of them, it was about equity rather than just getting the masses. California, I think they're still trying to do over 75 in California. They're so far behind.
Well,
it's
I mean,
insane.
We're doing over 65 here.
Yeah, we are. But they're so far behind. It's going to take them forever. And we've also, like a lot of other states, we're smart enough to go, hey, you know what? We got extra shots. We're giving them out. We're not going to hold them back for, and we're going to have to throw them away. We're going to have to do this. We're just like, if we got extra, you're going to get one. Gatos happened to be in the wrong car twice.
Yeah.
While other people that went just before him and just after happened to be in the right car.
The plus
weren't scheduled,
one. Yeah.
And they got a shot. That's what it should be about, getting as many people vaccinated. And I think we need to stop the foolishness of how old you are and any of these things. Let's just get them into people's arms. It's that simple.
Well, I mean, I think Arizona's doing that.
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job.
We're a state that's actually saying, if you're in a car with someone who has an appointment, and we've got this Pfizer vaccine that has 20 minutes left on it because it's been out, from super cool, the fridge, we're going to put it in your arm. And a lot of other states are not doing that. I'm not saying that. I'm sure we're throwing out some vaccine. We've already talked about that. I think it's impossible not to throw it out. We probably need a better plan. Nothing's perfect. But I just hear a lot more a lot better things happening in this state than others.
Yeah, I think we've handled it in a much better way. And I think we've also learned, because we've heard, you know, like West Virginia's done it right. And this state, and I think we've taken what's worked for them, and we've tried to be a little forward thinking. It hasn't always worked, but I think we're doing a much better job. But still, it's about just getting the masses vaccinated that want to be vaccinated, and then go from there.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we talk about? Can we talk about Cancun, Ted?
Do you want to talk about that? Because yeah. I was looking at some of the other stuff we had.
We can talk about that stuff too.
There's just anytime you hear these two words together, know that if we're talking about, usually there's bodily injury.
Say the two words.
Gender reveal.
We got another guy who blew himself up. Should never go to a gender reveal party ever.
Where are you guys going to gender reveal? Oh, this is a Darwin Award winner.
Oh my gosh.
This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, Cancun, Ted.
Ted.
So Ted Cruz, he can't win these days, you know?
Yeah.
And so, obviously, he got slammed for his controversial trip to Mexico as millions of Texans froze in the temperatures and power outages.
And it was all his fault because he had his lightning stick. And they said, Ted, if you just climb up there and you summon the powers, the lightning stick will catch it. You can melt everything. We get on with our lives.
So he gets to Cancun. We all know the story. He gets to Cancun. He's like, oh, crap. I'm getting crushed. All right, so I'll just hop a plane in the morning and I'll go back because I'm getting butchered. So he goes back and now he's getting crushed again. So he got crushed for going, which he totally deserved. And now that he's back in Texas, did you see some of the pictures? Here are some of the pictures. He posted photos of himself helping with relief efforts. So there's like somebody taking a picture of Cancun Ted lifting bottled water and putting it into somebody's trunk. There's another video of Ted Cruz entering a house with work gloves on, and he goes upstairs and he's helping to rip out some of the carpeting that's wet, you know, from pipes bursting in the house, and he's dragging the carpet down the stairs. He's getting his hands dirty, right? And now people are saying it's a total photo op. He's trying to counter the bad press that he got for taking his trip. So it's like if he had done that instead of going to Cancun, he'd be good.
Yeah.
But when you go back, that's when everybody's going to say, hey, listen. Everybody knows what you're doing. You're not trying to make the situation right. You're trying to save face. So, I mean, at least he is going and helping. But I don't think anybody bought
that. All of it is optics, right?
Yeah.
Him going is optics. Him doing this. And by the way, if none of this had happened and him handing out waters, guess what? Them taking pictures, those are optics. Oh, it's great. Does that really help anything?
It shows he's doing his job, but it really doesn't count after you go to Cancun.
It's not his job.
Well, no, it's something I think that a sitting politician could go and do.
Yeah.
But you're only doing it
because it
like
feels
this.
Like it's optics. Do you know what I mean? It's like Ted's out here because of that. I mean, it's how about just making sure that the people that and the powers that be get investigated of why did this stuff fail in the first place? So we had this chaos and craziness.
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, because we're not interested in.
No, I am having a blast to just busting Ted Cruz because he's.
We're not interested.
He's such a goofball. This guy.
He is.
So how do you not? I mean, that's the. At least I admit it. I just like dumping on Ted Cruz. Yeah. I just think it's fun.
You know,
I'm just being honest. So. I like dumping on Nancy Pelosi. Why? Because I think it's fun. I don't like these politicians. I like to make fun of all politicians.
Yeah. Well, most of them deserve it. They overinflate what they really mean to individuals and people and how great they are.
True.
And how much worth they have. They just, you don't. That's just it. You're just a human being that is doing a job. That should be part-time job, by the way.
Did you see the latest gender reveal party? If you're new to the show, we don't like these parties because, oh, I don't know. People get exploded. No,
parties are fine, but there's a way of
not
doing
gender
parties.
Reveal not, parties.
Well, yeah, like, hey, we're going to reveal it. And then all of a sudden, we baked cupcakes. These guys.
There was a guy.
Two brothers.
There was a guy last week. He got hit by a cannon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? He got blown up.
This was two brothers in New York.
Okay.
They were putting together Christopher and Michael Packney. And they were putting together something for the gender. They were building a bomb, essentially, for the gender reveal, because that's exactly what the baby was clamoring
for. What do you mean they were building
for
a bomb?
Well, that's what it ended up becoming.
Oh.
The explosion happened. It killed Christopher.
Oh, my god!
Michael
gosh.
Had to be... And by the way, the younger brother, I mean, so...
I don't know exactly. What are they trying to do?
The older brother, they said, was killed instantly.
But what were they trying to build? What was it supposed to
this
be?
This felt like a bomb. Like, they said it was kind of a pipe intended to be used for an upcoming gender reveal. I don't know. They said they were very mechanically inclined. No, this is you don't play with explosives.
Oh my gosh!
And so
this guy's ready to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's wife is ready to have a baby, and he's dead because of a party.
Yep. So far you've had a killing of a Michigan man. You had a El Dorado, California wildfire that claimed the life of a firefighter. In 2019, a 56-year-old grandma was killed by shrapnel.
Yeah.
You had a 47,000-acre fire that cost $8 million. We can go on, kids.
I know.
But one of the brothers had to be taken in for emergency surgery. He may walk again. He may not. So
something exploded.
They were building like a pipe bomb.
Unbelievable. Don't go to a gender reveal party.
Anyway.
Ever.
No reason.